Hello, friends. Welcome to our time with God and His Word, the book of Revelation. This is an amazing book, and I like to think of it as the fifth gospel. Why? Well, you're going to find out, because the book of Revelation not only reveals what's going to happen in the future, but it also reveals Jesus Christ. So stand by, have your Bibles ready, and we'll be right back. Welcome back, my friends. Today we're going to embark on an amazing study, and this is one of the studies that really brought me back to God. Because you know what? When you study the book of Revelation, I'm telling you, it's nothing to be afraid of. It's not a closed book. Revelation is a book of prophecy, my friends, and it explains the past, it reveals the future, and you're going to be amazed as our world opens up these exciting things to you. You're actually going to see the future, my friends, before it happens. Revelation is an open book. I don't care what anybody says, it is an open book. Revelation is open. It was written especially for our times, the last days of Earth's history. Revelation 22:10 says, and he said to me, "Do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand." So as you can see here, the book is not sealed. It's open. It's not only that, but a blessing is pronounced, a very special blessing is pronounced to those who study it and follow God's counsel found in the book of Revelation. Revelation 1:3, it says, "Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near." It doesn't say, "Cursed is he who reads and those who hear." And no, on the contrary, a lot of people are afraid of the Bible. Well, the book of Revelation, because they see, all they think about is the beasts and the curses. No, my friends, it's more than that. You know, I'm telling you, it's not a cursed book. Do not fear this book, my friends, because it's there to prepare you for the things that are going to come. And the many blessings that you're going to get from this is, it's going to benefit your personal life. I'm telling you, it will. You're going to have a new understanding of world history. You're going to discover shocking events about to take place on the earth, and you'll be prepared for them. You're going to recognize the centuries-long warfare between Jesus and Satan and how it affects your future. You're going to discover the devil's plan, and his plan is to ensnare you, my friends. So being forewarned, you're going to be able to avoid his traps, because both God and Satan, they seek your loyalty. And many, my friends, unfortunately, honor the devil today without knowing it. And you're going to be astonished as the great God of heaven and his son, Jesus, himself speaks to you through the Holy Spirit and the Word. Not only that, but the Bible is God's Word, my friends. And we've studied before, it's nothing like any other book. You're going to get enormous rewards only as you pray for God's guidance when you study his Word. The study of Revelation will lead you right to the most momentous decisions of your life, I'm telling you. And you're going to be excited and you're going to be overjoyed, my friends. And you're going to come face to face with Jesus, my friends. And in the most amazing manner, you're going to come face to face with him. You're going to see him in a new and wonderful light. And you're going to remember this, that the book of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ. And your mind is going to expand into this whole, and your whole life, my friends, is going to take on a new meaning as you study this book. You will treasure, my friends, God's vast storehouse of valuable information. And guess what you're going to say when you finish with the study? You're going to say this: "Now I understand the book of Revelation." No fear. You're not going to have any fear, my friends. So let's start with this lesson with a prayer. Father in heaven, thank you so much for being able to come before your throne, open your words, hear your words, and study this amazing, amazing book. It's a compilation of everything that's happened from Genesis all the way until Revelation. Lord, we thank you so much for these things, Father, and we ask your Holy Spirit come upon us and give us that spiritual discernment that we need, Lord. And may these words be the facts and the truths that you want, Father, not the opinions of man. This we ask in your Son, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, one of the things we're going to look at in Revelation is this. We're going to look at real people, real issues, and real events. I'm going to give you a little preview of Revelation, okay, by chapter, real quick. In Revelation chapter 1, we're going to study Revelation's hero. In chapters 2 and 3, we're going to read about the seven symbolic churches. In chapters 4 and 5, opening a locked book. In chapter 6, four mysterious horsemen. Chapter 7, God's seal for survival. Chapters 8 and 9, the seven terrible trumpets. Chapter 10, the bittersweet book. Chapter 11, two weeping witnesses. Chapter 12, the woman and the moon. Chapter 13, the mark of the beast. Chapter 14, three angels' message. Chapters 15 and 16, the grapes of God's wrath. Chapters 17 and 18, the mystic Babylon the Great. Chapter 19, the rider on a white horse. Chapter 20, Satan bound 1,000 years. And chapters 21 and 22, the new heaven and the new earth. So there you have it. Now, in Revelation chapter 1 and 5, there are five steps in Revelation, okay? The five steps, that the way the book of Revelation was given to us. How do we receive this? We're going to read Revelation chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, and I'm going to read that. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show his servants things which must shortly come take place. And he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of Christ and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, to all things that he saw. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is, who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the rulers of the kings of the earth. So what are these five steps that we just read about? Well, number one, God gave it to his son Jesus. Number two, Jesus gave it to the angel. Number three, the angel gave it to John. John wrote, and number four, John wrote it in a book, and John sent the book to the seven churches. Now, what did it say? That God will bless those who what? Revelation 1:3 says, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things that are written therein, for the time is at hand. This book, my friends, is a blessing. Think about it now. John, who wrote the book of Revelation, was the only one that was not martyred. He was the one that wrote the Gospel of John, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, and this book. There's a reason why he was kept alive. He wrote this book for us, my friends. Now, what did Jesus say about the scripture? What did Jesus say? In other words, the question is, who did Jesus say the scriptures reveal? In John chapter 5, verse 39, it says, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. My God, we're about to see a prophecy panorama, my friends. It's going to be amazing. I'm excited about this. I've been wanting to do this for years, and I've never, ever had the opportunity to get up and do a little seminar or we call evangelistic series, but this is my first, so I'm a little nervous. And there may be some that won't agree with me, which is fine. And there may be some who will agree with me, which is fine also. But my friends, let's remember, if you don't trust what you hear, look it up yourselves. Take notes. Take notes, my friends. That's very important. Now, what teaching method did Jesus use? In Luke chapter 24 and verse 27, this is what Jesus did. He says, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures concerning himself. So there you go, my friend. He sat there and he gave them a Bible study. This was on the road to Emmaus. And they were listening to Jesus speak. And as they heard him, they realized who they were talking to. And there's a verse that says, didn't our hearts burn when we heard this? And yearn. This is in Luke chapter 24. You can read about it. And that's the way it should be when you read. When we study, our heart should burn, and we should be able to feel that presence of Jesus, my friends. Now, how did God reveal his message? Revelation chapter 1, verse 1 says, "To show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass." And how did he communicate his message? And he signified it by his angel. So, this is the thing. Jesus told them what all the Bible writers had prophesied about his life. Then they knew that he was the true Messiah, that he was the Christ. The same way, my friends, we should let the Bible explain its prophecies. And as we study, I promise you, and as we study Revelation in light of what other Bible writers say on the same subject, the other texts become golden keys. So it's important that we read the Old Testament also. And that's what unlocks Revelation's mystery. Remember, like I pray, I say, our personal opinions about Bible prophecy or anything do not count. As a matter of fact, we are warned not to teach our own personal opinions. Now, a lot of people sit there and say, well, when Jesus spoke, he always spoke in parables. Why did he speak in parables? Luke 8:10 says this, "That seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand." Now, Jesus closed Revelation as symbol. So only those who are sincerely, my friends, seeking spiritual truth and willing to be guided by the Holy Spirit can understand. Also, think about it. In the time that he wrote this, when the book was written, Revelation, God, this is his way. He unmasked the enemies. And of course, his true people were revealed. Now, because of this, Satan's followers, I'm telling you, would have tried to destroy this book if it had been written in a literal language. So it was written in code. So can we understand the symbols of Bible prophecy? I'm going to give you guys a heads up, and you can look this up. Now, there's three words you're going to see in the book of Revelation that you're going to... There's going to be the word beast, water, and day. Now, if you look in Daniel chapter 7, verse 23, it tells you that the beast means kingdom. It means kingdom. And Revelation 17, 15, the word water, it means peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. Remember, Revelation 17, 15, so write it down. And the word day is used for a year in Bible prophecy. And you can look these up in Ezekiel chapter 4, verse 6, and Numbers chapter 14, verse 34. Remember that, write it down. The word day represents a year in Bible prophecy. You look it up, it's in Ezekiel 4, verse 6, and Numbers 14, 34. So yeah, we can understand some of the symbols. Now, here's the thing. Why do some say Revelation can't be understood? Why is that? Well, there's a scripture in Isaiah chapter 29, verse 10 and 14. I'll look it up. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 10, verse 14. Isaiah chapter 29, verses 10 through 14. And the question we ask is, why do a lot of people say that you can't understand? The revelation cannot be understood. Okay, here we go. Verse 10. "For the Lord has poured out on you the spirit of deep sleep and has closed your eyes, namely the prophets, and he has covered your heads, namely the seers. The whole vision has become to you like the words of a book that is sealed, which man delivered to one who is literate, saying, 'Read this, please.' And then he says, 'I cannot, for it is sealed.' Then the book is delivered to one who is illiterate, saying, 'Read this, please.' And he says, 'I am not literate.' Therefore, the Lord says, 'Inasmuch as these people draw near with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the commandment of men. Therefore, behold, I will again do a marvelous work among this people, a marvelous work and a wonder. For the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hidden.'" So what we read here is this. Satan's strategy right now is to claim that Revelation can't be understood. As we read here, people are going to sit there and say, "I can't read, I can't see, I can't." No. So his strategy is to claim the revelation can't be understood because it's a sealed book or because we are not learned. That's false, my friends. The devil doesn't want you to figure that out because the revelation also exposes the devil. It exposes him for who he really is. And not only that, he's also afraid that it's going to reveal Jesus. So that's why he does that. Now, how much of the Bible is inspired? If we remember our first study, can the Bible be trusted? Well, 2 Timothy 3:16 says this, remember, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. There you have it, my friends. Now, all the Bible, I want you to know, all the Bible, both Old and New Testament, is God's word. Remember this. Now, there's a statement here I'm going to read. I will find it. And this is what it says. This is, okay. Now, the amazing key to understanding Revelation is the study of the other Bible writers, especially those of the Old Testament. And Revelation is a mosaic of Old Testament imagery. If you don't know what a mosaic is, it's a bunch of little pictures put together, and as they're put together, they make a giant picture. It reveals the image. Now, think about this. Now, it says this. Taylor G. Bunch, a renowned author, says that 26 of the 39 Old Testament books are quoted from in Revelation, and of the 400 verses in the book, 276 are borrowed or copied from other Bible authors. The first five chapters of Revelation, for example, contain 27, and then you have 15, 13, 16, and 14 references, respectively, to the Old Testament. So, my friends, right now, I'll tell you right now, you need to keep in mind that we unlock Revelation prophecies and these symbols by finding out what other Bible writers say on the same theme, okay? Important to know that. So, here's another thing. People say, well, we could twist things to come out the way we want to. Well, let me tell you something. What can happen if we twist the scripture? 2 Peter 3:16 says this. As also in all his epistles, he's talking about Paul's epistles. Peter was, as you can see here, Peter verifies that what Paul wrote was scripture. This is what he says. If you read 2 Peter 3:16, as also in all his epistles, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned rest, as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. So you see that, my friend, you could sit there and you could misinterpret scripture, but guess what? You're sealing your own destruction. So don't do it. Don't do it. Now there's six important keys when it comes to studying. I'm going to give you the verses and you can look it up for yourselves, okay? 1 Corinthians 2:14 says that I must have spiritual discernment. Revelation 21:6 says I must thirst for truth. 2 Timothy 2:15 says I must study the scriptures. Acts 17:11 tells I must tell all beliefs. Revelation 1:3 says I must keep things written. John 7:17, I must do his will. So my friends, once you study this, you're going to want a thirst. I'm telling you, you're going to have a thirst for the truth. You're going to want to study your scriptures daily, I'm telling you. And once you do, you're going to test all these beliefs. You're not going to test the Bible with the pastor. No, you're going to test the pastor with the Bible, because you don't need to sit there and be spoon-fed. You need to study for yourself also, my friends. And once you read these things and learn these things, my friend, you need to keep these things written in your heart. And once that happens, you need to do God's will. There's no way around it. So to clearly understand, you need to have spiritual insight. And that's given to those who love and serve God. That's the only way. The flesh is not going to want to open the word. It's just not going to happen. Also, you need to be willing to do God's will as it becomes clear to you. Once you learn the truth, you can't run away from it, my friends. To disobey God's truth after it's revealed is a dangerous game. It is dangerous, my friends. You can't do this. Now, right now what I'm doing is I'm giving you an introduction about what the next 23 lessons will be about. And I'm telling you, once you learn, once you see all these things that are revealed to you, you're going to be in love with Jesus. I'm telling you, you will be in love. But you need to be willing, my friends, to put forth that time and that effort. Jesus is going to be revealed to you in a whole new light. And I'm telling you, it is going to excite your mind. You need to know that Jesus loves you. Now, what promises are given to you if you obey? Revelation 3:10 says this, "Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the world to try them and dwell upon the earth." Don't you want that? Don't you want to be kept from the hour of temptations so that you don't fall, so you may continue on to the glorious kingdom of God? Also, Revelation 22 verse 14 says this, "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city." Amen. My friends, Jesus is coming soon. We need to be ready. And we're going to study the signs, and we're going to see all these things that are happening all around us. And I really hope that you join me in this journey, my friends. In this journey, it's going to be exciting. You're going to love this. Now, a lot of people, of course, as you start to change, and this is something I heard, when you start to change, they're going to treat you as if you're the same person you were before, because everybody bases who you are on your past instead of who you are today. Our past, it defines us, yes, but remember, once you ask for forgiveness, your past is forgotten by God. He sees you as a new light, a new creature. So don't let anybody tell you how can you tell me these things about Jesus if you do this, 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 and this, and this? Well, my friends, you know what? If you have that fire, it's God's command. You need to share these words. You need to share the gospel, my friends, to people. So don't let anybody define you by your past. No, you go on forward, move forward. The past no longer matters to them. I mean, the past matters to them, but the past does not matter to God because he forgave you of all your sins. That's why in the faith chapter, like I say in chapter 11, God only talks about the good things, not the bad things that Abraham and Moses and all these people didn't know. That's the way he is. And we don't want him to remember our past, and he won't remember our past because he throws them into the deepest part of the sea. So don't be discouraged by other people that say, like, "I know who you are. How can you preach?" But you know what? That's who I was. But that's between you and God. You know who you are today. So remember, because I'm telling you right now, a man's opinion does not save you. No. It's your relationship with Jesus that saves you. No partners, no family, no one in the family can give you salvation or save you from sin. Remember that. Only Jesus can. So what Jesus' opinion is about you is what matters, not the opinions of men. Remember that. I didn't mean to get off on that, but remember this, my friends. Jesus loves everyone. He loves everyone, my friends, and he wants to save everyone. No one, my friends, is excluded because he loves all of us. Remember that. So as I close, are you going to be willing to obey as God reveals his truth to you? Remember, the Bible says, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." My friends, thank you so much for joining me. And our next lesson is going to be exciting. We're going to love it. You're going to love it, I'm telling you. The next lesson is going to be exciting. So stand by. My friends, thank you once again for joining the lesson, which was Revelation, the open book. Now remember that more are to come. You're going to love these lessons. And I say this, and I will end with prayer. Father in heaven, thank you so much for coming before your throne. and giving us your, oh, to be able to read your book, Father. Oh, amen to that. Thank you so much, friends, for joining me. God, thank you for helping us and guiding us through these, Lord. We ask this in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. My friends, until next time, may the Lord richly bless you. May the Lord hold you in his hand. May the Lord embrace you, and may his holy angels protect you. Until next time, this is Robert. Bye-bye.